Welcome to the new reality edition of Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, where we serve you the first bite of today's science, technology, and innovation. I'm Bert Lum, and on today's show, we have Pat Louie. She's the founder and CEO of OmniTrack, and we'll be talking about the recently commissioned digital economy study. And Pat, I want to welcome you to Bite Marks Cafe.
Aloha, Bert. Good to be here. I feel odd. I'm usually a listener.
Well, I'm really happy to have you on. And, you know, you've been such a, I guess, in terms of, you know, the market research that OmniTrack does, you've been one of the handful of companies that have really been there for companies and the state included to commission, you know, some of these studies. And you guys really do a lot of good work. And I wanted to have you give a little brief overview of what does OmniTrack do? And what is a sort of strategic research? What is market research? What is it that you folks actually help your clients do?
Okay, good question. Thanks so much. OmniTrack is a consulting company that does both research and marketing. And our philosophy is that, you know, more and more decisions as the world gets more complex needs to be evidence-based, and we really need to understand the needs of the marketplace. So research is really a means, a strategy, for understanding the needs of your target audience or the marketplace and matching it with the needs of the organization. So we work in Hawaii. We do, you know, quite a bit of state work. We also work for many of the top 250 Hawaii businesses, and we also have work on the mainland in Asia. And on the mainland, we've exported our knowledge-based industry, and we do 150,000 interviews of travel behavior amongst Americans, and that's one of the three largest travel behavior studies in the U.S. And internationally, we do work in the Asia-Pacific on multi-country attitudes, helped, for example, General Motors establish in China, and Disney in Hong Kong in China.
Yeah, I know. It's incredible. And the ability for you and your company to kind of take that data, as you said, evidence-based, and do some analysis and kind of draw some conclusions of that data, which is really kind of useful for your clients to kind of proceed forward. Now, in terms of, this particular study, this is the digital economy study. What would you say is the motivator behind it? What was it that really kind of got the state to look at, you know, creating a study done on the digital economy?
Well, I think that, you know, the digital economy, as we all know, is taking off on a global basis. And there was a desire by the by DBED and by the state to understand where Hawaii's digital economy stands. So this is the first study that's been done of the digital economy, and we've helped working very closely with the DBED team at HBDEO and also at Reed. We were able to establish a benchmark of the contributions that the digital economy makes to businesses in Hawaii, percentage of revenue, for example, and also just understanding who's participating, how they're participating, where there are opportunities to further grow economies, the economy, and jobs in Hawaii based on digital economy strategies.
Yeah, and you know, for some of our listeners who might not know what HBDO stands for, that's the Hawaii Broadband and Digital Equity Office, and Reed is what, the Research Economic Analysis Division, and those are kind of key departments in DBED, another acronym, the Department of Business, Economic Development, and Tourism, that really kind of focus in on the particular areas that we talk about. Like, you know, in terms of Reed, does a lot of the studies that are out there on tourism and various, I guess, assessments of what the marketplace looks like. And of course, they were kind of big partners in getting this study, finally published. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think that, you know, you really can't estimate the size of the economy without Dr. Tian, our chief economist, involved in it, and we're very grateful for his participation as well as the leadership of the HBD, the Broadband Office.
Now, Pat, you know, in terms of the kind of data that you would be looking to collect? And typically, as a market research company, you would put some questionnaire, some survey together. Can you give us an example of what some of the questions might be that, that would be on this survey?
Sure. So, you know, we asked about four areas of the digital economy, and these four areas have been used in National Department of Commerce, mm-hmm. Bureau of Economic Analysis studies. So the four areas of inquiry were, you know, business e-commerce, specifically business to consumer e-commerce, which I think we all know what that is, and also business to business e-commerce. So that's taking orders and deliveries through the internet. We also asked about digital services,
mm-hmm.
and digital services includes cloud services, telecommunications, internet and data, cybersecurity, and basically the services that you need to maintain telecom and the internet. And the fourth area was infrastructure products and services, computer hardware, audio, video equipment, publishing, etc. And we asked it in a two-tier way. You know, are you participating in that you have revenue generation from each of these four areas? And we also asked whether their workforce includes employees assigned to each of these four areas. So that's how we started out. Then we grew out the survey from there with input from end users, meaning from the businesses mm-hmm. who desire to participate or those who are already participating in the digital economy to find out what was important to them.
Now, in terms of getting people, companies primarily to respond, this typically goes out as a survey. It goes out in the form of a probably a letter, right? I mean, and it's pointing to something online that people can fill out, or is it a form that they then receive and then fill out in terms of a hard copy? I mean, what is it, how is it that you receive the data as a result of the companies responding to it?
Well, we were really very fortunate because we were able to send out an invitation that came from Lieutenant Governor Sylvia Luke,
mm-hmm.
as well as the head of the state's broadband office,
mm-hmm.
Chung Chang. And so they invited businesses to participate in this survey, emphasizing that, you know, there's the infrastructure is being laid around the state to really give, you know, all of our residents and businesses digital equity, and now we need to understand how businesses are using the infrastructure and growing their own businesses where they see opportunities in the digital economy. So having the support of the Lieutenant Governor's office mm-hmm, and also mm-hmm. The Department of Business made a big difference. And as a result, we got over 1,000, almost 1,100 responses across the islands. Each of the counties had great representation.
Yeah, so let's dig into a little bit of the distribution of those surveys and maybe a little about the responses that you got across the various counties. But we want to hold that thought. We'll be right back after this short break to continue our conversation about the recently commissioned digital economy study with the founder and CEO of OmniTrack, Pat Louie. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributors PCAT, Pacific Center for Advanced Technology Training, and the Rice Partnership.
This is Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, and of course I'm Bert Lum. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the digital economy study, and this is a first for the state. And of course, I'm talking to Pat Louie, founder and CEO of OmniTrack, who basically crafted the survey, got it distributed. And right before the break, of course, we were talking a little bit about the distribution and the responses. And Pat, you were saying something about getting close to 1,100 responses, which I take is a pretty good market representation. and this was across all of the counties. Give us a little sense of, you know, how you feel about how it was represented in terms of not only Oahu, but, you know, Kauai, Maui, and the Big Island.
Sure. There was good representation. The overall sample, the total sample statewide, was 1,088.
Mm-hmm.
Of that, 574 came from Oahu. Hawaii Island had 228 business responses, Maui County 179, and Kauai County 107. And this is our overall response rate was 10% of those who received the invitation responded. And this 10% is a little bit above the average of 8%, according to other state business-to-business survey. So we're pretty pleased, and I think more importantly, what's important is that businesses on all islands had a chance to participate and have a voice regarding what they're doing and where they see opportunities in the digital economy.
And you were pretty specific in terms of kind of extracting some of the work that they do in terms of the businesses. And you mentioned earlier that there were basically four categories. You know, digital services, B2B, B2C, and infrastructure. And so, maybe in terms of what you've learned in the responses, can you give us a sense of, you know, those categories, which islands or which counties are performing or, attributing the work that they do to these particular four categories of the digital economy?
Sure. We found that statewide, e-commerce, business to consumer, B2C activities,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
had the highest level of 28%. So just short of 3 in 10 businesses, 28%, have revenue generated from B2C activities.
Mm-hmm.
That was followed closely by a tie, both B2B e-commerce as well as digital services have more than 1 in 4 businesses in Hawaii receiving income revenues from these activities, and then quite a bit lower because we're not a state with hardware manufacturers, 13% or just over 1 in 8 businesses said that they have revenues from infrastructure products and services. But if we look at it from a big picture, you know, what we find is that 51% of Hawaii's private businesses are involved in digital activities that generate revenue for them.
Mm-hmm.
And 47% of businesses have assigned employees to digital activities.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's in your estimation, is that a good reflection of Hawaii's businesses participating in the digital economy? I mean, you know, if there's only 51%, that's 49% that don't participate, right?
Yes, and I think that's the point. We have a good start. We have opportunities to grow. And particularly because we're an island state, it's really interesting that for many of these activities, the participation rate and the bullishness from the neighbor islands is higher than that on Oahu. So, for example, when we look at the future, we asked a question about where do you see your digital revenues going 5 years out? I mean,
mm-hmm,
do you see increases? And Kauai is the most bullish. You know, they 21% see increases in digital revenues in the next 5 years, compared with only 12% on Oahu. And they're also the revenue that they're currently producing is also twice that of Oahu. So, you know, I think that they see, the neighbor islands see that that internet commerce as well as digital activities in general offer an opportunity to overcome their remoteness.
Mm-hmm,
maybe,
mm-hmm,
you know, Oahu companies are a little bit less involved because they have a larger market already on the island of Oahu. But, you know, again and again, the digital economy has blown open opportunities for remote areas. and by using e-commerce.
So you're thinking, from a e-commerce sort of business angle, obviously on the neighbor islands, I mean, that's probably a good business to be in because your market is, you know, well beyond the neighbor island. But then on Oahu, comparatively, you know, you have a lot of businesses. Maybe, you know, maybe it's a plumbing business or you know, let's say it's a carpentry, and they may not consider themselves in the digital economy. And that's why there's, you know, there's more of those, and it sort of balances out, or maybe it indicates a lesser, I guess, role that the digital services might play in this sort of bigger marketplace.
Yeah, because, you know, if you're on the Big Island or on Molokai, mm-hmm. or Kauai, or, you know, any of the neighbor islands, you don't have to have your customer right there in front of you to do interpersonal selling if you're using digital tools in the digital economy. So when we spoke with, you know, we spoke with businesses from these areas, there was just a lot of excitement that, you know, suddenly your marketplace not just is more than the residents and the visitors who come to your islands. In a very real sense, if you're participating in the digital economy, your marketplace is the whole world that loves Hawaii, mm-hmm. you know, or your product that loves your product. So it's a big multiplier effect in terms of potential.
Now, you mentioned something just now that I was curious about. The survey that you did send out to all the businesses is not the only way that you extract information. I mean, to what extent do you have conversations with businesses that are maybe wanting to share a little bit more insight into what they feel this study is trying to arrive at? Is there some more sort of interaction with some of the businesses besides
sure.
just a study?
Sure. In fact, before we launched the internet quantitative study, we did interviews, depth mm-hmm. interviews mm-hmm. with about 12 business people. You know, we talked about the ways that they were participating in the digital economy. And so while there are national examples of digital participation, we were also able to generate local examples. And, you know, for example, one really interesting conversation about what digital tools mm-hmm. Hawaii businesses are using was about robots. And this restaurateur said, you know, I can get a robot to help me flip hamburgers if I, you know, if we don't have people who want to work in this job. But if I want to do a stir fry and all the different things that, you know, in Hawaii we produce, the poke bowls and mm-hmm. all of that mm-hmm. stuff, we don't have robots to do it. So we need people. And, you know, another healthcare organization said that, you know, the predictive analytics that they use in the digital economy are really helping doctors to diagnose the needs. And, you know, if they can get more accurate diagnoses, they can both spend more time on the treatment side for the patients, as well as find the right and the appropriate treatments.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that these are, you know, these are examples of the kinds of input, the qualitative input that the businesses provided.
Yeah, great. And I think it provides a lot of kind of insight into what they're thinking and potentially where things are going, and which I kind of do want to give you a chance to talk a little bit about what you see some of the, let's say, direction that Hawaii might take in terms of taking advantage or being a more active participant in the digital economy, and perhaps even what are some of the challenges that Hawaii might face, you know, when embarking on this road to the digital economy. So we'll hold that thought. We'll be right back after this short break to continue our conversation with Pat Lui, founder and CEO of OmniTrack, and we're talking about the digital economy study. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, whose contributors help Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributor Anchor Systems Hawaii.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe. I'm Bert Lum right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR 1. And if you're just joining us, we're talking about the first digital economy study for Hawaii. And we're talking with Pat Louie, founder and CEO of OmniTrack, the market research, markets study consulting group that helped to put this together. And right before the break, you know, we're talking, Pat, about some of the reactions, some of the data that kind of indicated where some of the companies are and where they're thinking. And interestingly enough, you know, the neighbor islands seem to be optimistic about the digital economy, embracing it into the future. And in terms of, you know, the study and some of the conclusions that you could draw upon the data that you received, what does this indicate about how equipped we are in terms of, you know, growing our digital economy? Do we have the workforce? Do we have the skill? You know, do we have the infrastructure that will enable us to really take it to the next level? And not to mention some of the new technologies that are quickly taking over, like you know, AI. But before that, I mean, what do you think are some of the opportunities and challenges that we face, you know, getting to this sort of new world of the digital economy?
I think one of the clear challenges is one that's been recognized in the state's digital equity plan, and that is that, you know, reliability of internet services and telecommunication services and the tools of the digital economy needs to be equitable across the state. And what we found out was that, you know, two-thirds of businesses have experienced an interruption in internet accessibility, and the downtime is a lot higher on the neighbor islands at 2.5 hours on an average month versus Oahu at 7.7. So the state has attracted hundreds of millions of dollars from the federal government to build out the infrastructure. And so while it's a challenge, it's also a challenge that is being addressed.
Mm-hmm.
Where we see great opportunities is that currently, you mentioned AI, you know, Bert,
mm-hmm.
and when we asked businesses what kind of digital tools they're using, most of them are using the basic tools, the computers, smartphones, digital printers, digital scanners.
Mm-hmm.
But as we went up in terms of technology, there was less and less usage. So technology, technologically advanced tools that can really help to build capacity have less usage. Remote work tools, only 44%. Advanced technologies such as 3D printers, biometric drivers, artificial intelligence, 12%. So that's a challenge. We need to train our businesses and invest in helping them to understand that, you know, we have labor. We always talk about our labor problems. Well, technological digital tools can help to contribute to that solution in terms of capacity. Another area where I think there are challenges are economies of scale. This is what identified as one of the major problems impeding development, both housing in terms of economies of scale because of the competition from mainland companies, as well as housing costs that make it a barrier. Housing costs become a barrier to attracting people to work here. But, you know, this participation is taking place really amongst a lot of small businesses. I mean, there's a common myth that it's the global multinationals and the mainland companies that are benefiting. But what this study showed is that participation is very strong from companies that are family businesses, that are headquartered and owned in Hawaii, that have an average work size, workforce size in their 20s, and they come from professional services, from healthcare, and from the arts and entertainment industry. So there's diverse participation, and how do we further educate our businesses to help them understand how much bigger and how much more they can grow, how they can further export their products and services by being part of this digital economy?
Well, so that's kind of the question I wanted to ask you, is having some now data that supports the idea that, you know, in order for these companies to really take advantage, grow their company, grow the marketplace, what is it that they have to do? And what is it that that perhaps the state has to do? I mean, what can we collectively do to move the needle, you know, in that positive direction?
So I think strategically, you know, Hawaii needs to come together and come up with a plan going forward. I mean, there are a lot of myths about the digital economy and, you know, how it's taking away jobs and what have you. And it's, you know, you don't need the same amount of office space. Actually, again, you know, the companies that are participating in the digital economy are bullish about revenues and bullish about hiring in the next 5 years. So first, it has to be consensus. Mm-hmm. You know, how is the digital economy going to help us to diversify our economy and our dominant reliance on tourism? It may still be the engine, but mm-hmm. we can still diversify. So that's number one. Number two, I think investing in training and in the labor market will be critically important. And three, collectively as a state as a whole, it's not just for digital economy issues, but for business in general, you know, how do we attract and retain our workforce here, our trained workforce? So the brain drain is hurting us because of housing mm-hmm. and perceptions of competition. And if we can start to address these social economic issues to retain and reattract residents who have moved to the mainland, I think we have a strong future.
Well, you know, the course forward is not an easy one. And I think, especially training, I mean, I think there's a lot of things that could happen in the training arena. In terms of, you know, adoption of some of these technologies, I think there's a natural kind of pathway toward educating businesses. But the housing issue seems to be a real challenge. And I think that's something that we're going to have to be kind of tackling, you know, as we move forward. So, I mean, Pat, are you optimistic about this?
Yes, I'm optimistic. And if I may put on my brand chief marketing officer hat, I think that the great thing about Hawaii's participation in the digital economy is we have an incredible brand. This is a phenomenal brand. The tourism industry has played a large part in terms of investing and building it up. But now we can leverage it for all the small businesses in Hawaii to also gain a presence in the global marketplace. And just one quick example, there was something called Aloha Week in New York at a Shopify space.
Well, Pat,
had gangbusters reception.
I know, Pat, and I think we could probably talk about a lot of the stories, but can you share where we can find this digital economy study?
Sure. Go to HBDO, broadband.hawaii.gov/digital-economy-study, and it's there.
Good. I'll put that up on our show notes. Pat Lui is the founder and CEO of OmniTrack. Hey, Pat, I want to thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Bert. Pleasure to do this.
And of course, thank you for listening to Bite Marks Cafe. Join us next week when we'll talk about community television. If you miss any part of this edition, you can find a podcast of tonight's show on bitemarkscafe.org. And our engineer is David Chong. You can catch us on HBR every Wednesday or anytime via the HBR app or your favorite podcast application. In the meantime, you stay awesome, and we'll see you next week on another edition of Bite Marks Cafe.